She jilted him.
Okay, and they were engaged and all.
But only the jilting is concerned when they're fixing to get married and they leave. She wouldn't necessarily be jilting them if they just broke up before they got engaged or anything.
If she didn't jilt them, they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying married?
Got hitched.
Okay, and at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
The bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would come around their house at night and make a lot.
Shivery them.
What all would they do in a shivery?
Oh, they used to tie wire like from one house to the other, and they'd make noises on it and things to scare them. Now, I never was really at one of them kind of parties, but I've heard my daddy talk about it.
That was kind of out before your time?
Yeah, that was kind of out before my time.
How would you use the words up or down or over, talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw on what, Shreveport?
So, now, I didn't understand that, dear.
Say, last week I saw him...
at Shreveport.
Okay. Did you ever say over at Shreveport or up at Shreveport? Or?
Oh, I'm sure I said... We're going up to Shreveport. I went up to Linda's house. I have a daughter who lives in Shreveport, lives in Bossier City.
Uh-huh.
We was up at Linda's last week. I thought, yes, oh, yes.
Why would you say up?
I really don't know. Don't ask me that. I don't know.
What if you went to see your brother? You'd say you were...
down South Louisiana. So I went down south.
Would you ever use over?
Oh, yes. If it was right across the road over there, so I run over at Ms. Crane's this morning.
Okay. And say there was trouble at a party, you say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole crowd, the whole bunch.
Anything else you say besides bunch or crowd?
Whole crew.
And young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music. You'd call that a...
dancing.
What would you call a dance you'd have at home?
Well, we just called it a dance.
Okay. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school.
School was out.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school...
when does school turn out?
Okay. Or if they want to know after vacation, they'd say, when does school...
when does school start? When will they start school?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up that day, you'd say she...
played hooky.
What would you say if she was in college? You'd say she...
skip classes.
Okay. And you go to school to get a...
education.
And after high school, you could go on to...
college.
And after kindergarten...
you could go into grade school, to elementary school.
Which grade or class do you go to?
After kindergarten, the first grade.
Any old-fashioned names for first grade?
Used to be a primer.
Was that the same?
Yeah.
And years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at...
and desk.
And
really, they sit at little tables and chairs most of the time.
Each child has his own
desk.
And if you're talking about several, though, if you talk about several.
Several desks.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a
theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go to the
hospital.
And the woman that'd look after you
would be a nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the
station.
Or you could call that the
railroad station.
And the open place in town around the courthouse
is the courthouse square.
And say if you had a piece of furniture and you put it in the corner, but it wasn't square in the corner. There's a kind of like the chair, there's a space between the back of the chair and the...
yeah.
You'd say it's sitting...
kitty corner.
Okay. How else would you use that word?